And welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, and today we're going to talk to Christopher Black about a recent article he has written, and I urge everybody to see it, about U.S., the famous pivot toward China and whether or not international law is being violated by the deployment of their warships. We're going to go into some other matters. We'll probably ask him about his opinion of the presence in Toronto of the president of Rwanda, Paul Kagame, and sharing lunch with General Dallaire. The two seem to see a lot of each other. And we will also be speaking to Iyad Kuder in Damascus. That's our hope. The news from Syria is number one in the world today. Everyone wants to know how close we are to confrontation between major powers. And I say that with as a cautionary note. If you haven't been paying attention, it's time to call your representative, because this thing of pressing for to establish hegemony in a region such as a border along between Syria and Turkey, we have to all be alert. So we will be talking to Iyad Kuder, we hope, sometime shortly. And we're also going to speak to Piscassi Minani about the situation in Burundi. There I can tell you that the latest development that has our attention is that the government of Rwanda, after being reminded that having been noted by international observers, was helping to recruit armed fighters out of refugee camps in Burundi. The refugee camps were in Rwanda, Burundian refugees in Rwanda. And the response of the government is kind of high-handed and troubling. That is, they said, if people are going to falsely accuse us of that, we're going to shut those camps down. We're going to transfer those refugees to other countries, unnamed. That is an outrage, because it's not their business to be disturbing refugee camps. There is a United Nations agency that does that. And for a head of state to be saying, well, we don't like being accused, so we're going to just move these people. That actually isn't how it's done. That's how you do something if you're just trying to make more trouble, because the refugees are protected. They do have rights, and of course there's a legal responsibility of the UN to guarantee that the camps are peaceful, that the people have adequate health care, they have nutrition, and they also are not to be within, I believe, the 40 kilometers is the measure of the border where there might be difficulties, because, of course, refugees can be a source of violence and border crossing between armies. So the rule is 40 kilometers. And by the way, when we often talk about Rwanda and the events of 1994, there were very large camps of refugees, Burundian refugees, in Rwanda. And one of the things that President Habyarimana was known for was his great care about guaranteeing that those refugees were not participating in any armed business and were not a threat to anybody, but also that they were not close enough to the border to be a source of provocation. All of that is by way of saying that the president of Rwanda today, Paul Kagame, ought not to be saying such things. I would call it deliberate provocation. And muddies the water, because he's suggesting he has the right to move refugee camps, and actually he does not. There's an international modality to this, and the people whose responsibility it is, the United Nations Human Resources people, need to correct him. They need to speak up and say, President Kagame, this is not for you to say. and that we, you know, we will work this out together with everyone else. I'll just make my own two cents here while we're waiting for our first guest to say that, yes, Paul Kagame was in town. He attended the festivities around the NBA. Many people are scratching their heads trying to figure out how did that happen. I also referred to the fact that General Dallaire was brought into town at somebody's expense to sit next to Paul Kagame when he gave a speech to a local exclusive club called the National Club, founded in the middle of the 19th century. The founders were self-declared imperialists. That is, they believed in empire and they called themselves imperialists. And it's a kind of snooty order, as you might suspect. But at any rate, General Dallaire was sitting next to Paul Kagame. And now General Dallaire has a passion, we're told, for fighting against the use of child soldiers. Well, one of the things we know from the reports is that child soldiers are being recruited in the Burundian refugee camps. And I would hope that the general might have raised with Paul Kagame on whose territory this kind of criminal activity is taking place with vulnerable people, that is to say children. I would hope that the general, since he cares about this issue, would have said to Paul Kagame, you know, this is wrong, and I will publicly tell you so if you don't stop it. I'm going to wait to hear whether or not General Dallaire cares about the recruitment of child soldiers in Rwanda to be used against the people of Burundi.